Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. This is one of those times during the week when I have something to say. I want to talk to you and share some thoughts with you. And first thing I want to talk about is the term dysfunctional family. Have you heard of that, dysfunctional family? You're probably laughing a little bit, right? Well, the simple definition of a dysfunctional family is a family whose members don't work and play well with each other. That's the simple definition. That's my definition. Such relationships typically create emotional, mental, sometimes even physical distress, sometimes even estrangement. Dysfunctional families. Well, the bad news is that we humans also create dysfunctional businesses. I've seen them. You've probably seen them. Perhaps you have one. Perhaps this definition will sound familiar to you. A dysfunctional company is one whose teams don't work and play well with each other. And such relationships typically create emotional, mental, sometimes even physical distress, and sometimes even a casualty list. Someone once said, friends we choose, families we're stuck with. Boy, that's true, isn't it? But here's what it's always puzzled me. Since we get to choose where we work, and as employers we get to choose who we hire, why are there dysfunctional businesses? Why would there be a dysfunctional business? Well, I think the answer is pretty simple when you think about it, and it's the common denominator in both businesses and families. Human beings. You've heard me say before, the trouble with humanity is the humans, right? Well, if your family or company is dysfunctional, it's because of the behavior of the humans. Humans aren't inherently bad, but we are inherently self-absorbed. And one of the byproducts of self-absorption is self-preservation. And with self-preservation, shields are up. When those shields are up, mistrust, self-preservation shields are up, mistrust flourishes, goals go unmet, and failure is likely. But when the shields are down, productivity, creativity, and organizational well-being are evident. The latter, that organizational well-being thing, that only happens if stakeholders believe there is a basis for trust. If your organization hasn't accomplished its goals, isn't accomplishing its goals and making progress, look around to see if you're observing more self-preservation than teamwork. If there's evidence of individual and departmental self-preservation, wherever you find that, you'll also find lots of dysfunction, but not much trust. Dysfunction is something that does not, when you find dysfunction, you won't find trust. When you find, the more trust you find, the less dysfunction you will find. Many of you have heard me interview our good friend, Dr. Arki Chankuti, the author of the book Built on Trust. If you've heard Arki on the show and when you read his book, he goes so far as to say, so far as to say that trust is one of the most powerful forces on earth. He further states that the two most powerful trust-building tools are closure and commitment. How many times on this show, Arki has explained that closure is implied when there's a promise to deliver something, whatever it may be, You've asked me for something, and I tell you I'll get it for you. I'll tell you it'll be there, or I'll get the work done, or I'll show up, or whatever. When there's a when the closure is implied, when there's a promise to deliver by a stated time, and closure manifests when performance happens, or in the alternative, a progress report is delivered in advance of the date. So if you want me to, if you say, when can you have this? And I say, I can have it to you by Friday. I don't wait till Friday to tell you I'm not going to have it on Friday. On Thursday, it's obvious that I can't get this done like I thought for whatever reason. So I'll let you know on Thursday, hey, it's probably going to be Monday. That's all part of closure. The commitment, Arkish says, is a condition of no conditions. When the relationship between two parties is built on trust, there are no hidden agendas. Commitment is a condition of no conditions, no hidden agendas. And while commitment may not always deliver the end product, sometimes things don't happen like we think, right? You've heard me say this before. All projections are wrong. While commitment does not always deliver the end product, it does guarantee a report about the progress. So that's what the closure tells you what you should do. Commitment tells you how you should do it. And that's those are trust-building tools. Those are trust-building practices. Those are all things that in an organization, as an organization is working and executing and moving to and fro in the marketplace, The constant devotion to closure and commitment builds trust in an organization. Even though closure and commitment are skills that we have to learn sometimes. Sometimes it's harder for some than others. Even though we have to learn them, you'll find willing participants in your employees because humans desire trust. We know that as human beings, trust is attractive to us. We seek it. We want it. We like having it. We like knowing that we can count on trust. If your organizational culture isn't built on trust, it's not the employee's fault. Trust and dysfunction both have one key thing in common. They're gravity fed. They start at the top and they roll downhill. Humans perform better in organizations built on trust. Knowing this. Successful managers demonstrate trust-building behavior and instill it in others as not only the right thing to do, but as a business best practice. If organizational dysfunction is a poison, my friends, trust is the antidote. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.